This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 16, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next matter on the agenda is presidential debates, rulemaking petitions, suggested disposition. And we have a late submitted document, agenda document 0905. Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-45.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document 0945, which contains two alternative drafts of a notice of disposition in response to two petitions for a rulemaking submitted to the Commission. The two petitions for rulemaking concern the Commission's candidate debate regulations at 11 CFR 110.13C, which requires debate staging organizations to use pre-established objective criteria to determine which candidates may participate in a debate. Both of the drafts of the Notice of Disposition state that the Commission declines to initiate a rulemaking in response to either petition at this time. Each draft states different reasons for this decision. I will be happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. I asked to have this on the agenda because I thought it was time for us to consider what to do with the matter. It's been pending one since, I think, 1999 and the other since 2002, and it was time to citizen group and decide this. I do think it's appropriate, personal perspective, to because for my reasons, the passage of time has made it such that it's really not one we could consider on the merits right now without having to basically reopen it anew. It isn't clear to what extent the ardor for this relief is still there. As I understand it, two people who were involved in the initial petition making are now dead. I think we would, given the changes in technology and all that's occurred in connection with the way we conduct and the history of the way these debates are conducted, would have to be taken into consideration. And from my perspective, I think it is a time to let it go, to indicate that we will not act on it, and make it clear that if someone were to want to re-petition us for this or a similar type of relief, by letting it go today, it would not be a prejudice or a bar or any kind of consequence that would suggest that we would not look at it equally fresh. As I understand, A, there's more of an inclination that we're doing it on the merits, and on the other draft B, which is language that I proposed, would simply recognize the fact that due to the passage of time and the events that have transpired, we will not proceed on this, but make it clear that if new petitions were to be filed, they would not be prejudiced by our actions today or before this. So I would support draft B. Further comment? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your inspiring us to put this petition out of its misery. It has been pending.
I was going to use that phrase also.
It has been pending for a very long time. In my view, alternative A best expresses my own reasons for closing it out today. I think that, and there's another reason as well that isn't in here, and that is that while there's a procedure for people filing petitions with us when they want to put something before us and have us think about opening a rulemaking, ultimately the decision about whether to open a rulemaking and how to order our priorities has to remain with the Commission. And I think that in recent years, since I've been here, I've been on the Regs Committee a number of years, and we've looked at this petition a number of times and considered it against the other things that we had on our agenda. And the other things were always more pressing, and we have had a number of rulemakings that Congress and the courts basically handed us, and we didn't have much choice about doing them, and had to move those first. And honestly, when I look forward at the things that we still need to do, I think there really is not, you know, anybody can file a petition any time, but I think that looking at what happened to this one and how long it sat around and that we ultimately did not act on it, I wouldn't want to give anyone false hope and encourage other people to go out and file another petition and say, oh, well, it's just that it's been sitting around for a long time. They just need a little extra push. Given everything else that's on our agenda, I don't personally see any realistic process that we would get to this anytime soon. So I think that it's, again, I appreciate the chairman's efforts to move us to finally do something with this petition. And I think that the appropriate disposition is to just let it go. And as I said, I support the rationale in Alternative A for doing that.
Further comment? From my own perspective, it just seems that if we suggest that we're not going to, we haven't acted on a petition for 10 years, and what's more, we're not going to, prejudges the commission in the future. And if someone were to file it and had fresh facts and we could look at the relief requested based upon what we now know, I would personally be open to looking at it and considering whether we wanted to proceed on the merits. And the questions raised are interesting ones. Very responsible parties have asked us for relief. We've not given it. I didn't even know about this until I had lunch with somebody a couple of years ago, and they asked me, what are you going to do about this petition? It was someone that was higher up in the, at one point in the Republican Party, and I said, what petition? And so it's not been something that's come back to us. I think we owe it to the public to say honestly that we've not given it attention on the merits. I don't think we should try and prejudge what we do if someone were to come before us again with that relief. I don't think it's been our finest hour. I do think we owe it to people to get back to them. I recognize that we have a lot on our plate, but I also think that if we wanted to, we could certainly do this conjunctively with other things that are on our plate as well. It's personal opinion only. So what it does do, draft B for me, just says we didn't do it, but it doesn't mean we wouldn't do it again if asked again under new facts and circumstances. Any further comment, Mr. Bowerly?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with you completely that we should, anytime someone files a petition before the agency, we should consider it. And I don't think that either draft precludes anyone filing a petition and having it openly accepted and reviewed by the commission. So I don't think that is at all implied by draft A. I think that if we're going to turn to the this petition, which has been unfortunately around for a while, and I agree with you. We may a lot of time has passed. Although I don't know that it's appropriate for us to assume that the petitioner's views have changed. I guess with respect to those who have passed on, we obviously wouldn't be able to.
Communication problem.
Well, there's sort of a standing issue. I think that would there's a question there. But I do think that draft A is, in my view, the appropriate way to dispose of this because it does fully put this petition to rest. Of course, leaving open the possibility that anyone can file a new petition. They could file a new petition tomorrow with the original petitioners with additional facts. We, of course, would review any new petition filed before the commission, but I do think that it's important to ultimately dispose of this one. So my support is for draft A. Thank you.
Thank you. But I think as the general counsel recognizes, there's different reasons, and there is a suggestion that in draft A that I'm not comfortable with. It says a significant amount of time has passed since petitioners filed the petitions and commissioner has had the opportunity to, and the commission has had the opportunity, not that it has, to observe the operation of its candidate debate regulations over the course of several election cycles. The commission believes its candidate debate regulations have worked well in practice. Well, I think for myself, I haven't had a chance to really look back into the history of that and couple that with the relief that was requested 10 years ago and make a judgment that we won't consider the merits now. So I think it goes beyond what I think is fair in terms of all of what it would be before us if we were going to consider it alive today, and rather to decide it on the merits. This has that implication. B makes it clear it's not on the merits. It's just because it's not time to consider due to the passage of time. But any further comment? Commissioner McGann.
Not particularly passionate on this issue. The way some things I get a little excited about, case law, sometimes I get a little too carried away. But we all have our thing. And this is certainly not my thing. This has been sitting for a long time, and like the chair, I didn't realize it was on the plate until I'd been here a while. And even though I'm sure it was actually in the materials, the council had spent a lot of hours preparing for me to read when I arrived. But, you know, I'd rather sit around reading case law, I guess, than this sort of thing. But we have to do this kind of thing. And I think A and B, you know, are both good ways to solve it. I'm hesitant on A because I'm not so sure I can say we've fully considered it, although it's not a question of needing more time to consider it. But the chairman, I know, supports B, and he's put it on the agenda, and I can support the chairman in supporting draft B. I don't know if it's worth prolonging debate, but if I could, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the adoption of council's recommendation, and council left open in their recommendation, and recommendation to approve one of the attached notices. I would say modify that to approve alternative B, and if there's debate on that motion, so be it, but at least the motion's pending.
Thank you. Is there any further comment, debate? Commissioner Weintraub?
I also don't feel terribly passionately about this and don't want to prolong the debate, but I do want to note that I wouldn't want people to think that this petition came in 1999 and got shoved into a drawer and nobody looked at it again. The Regs Committee every year considers Regs priorities. The Commission has numerous – sometimes it does it on an annual basis, sometimes less often than that. But there have been many, many occasions when the Commission has, as a whole, adopted Regs priorities and decided what they were going to pursue in individual years, and this was always on the list of things to be considered, but never quite made it on the list of Reg's priorities for the year. So I wouldn't want anybody to think that these petitions come in and people toss them in a drawer somewhere and nobody ever looks at them. Not that I care a whole lot, but I'll probably vote against the motion because I thought alternative A was more reflective of my views. And there's the comment in alternative B about the internet. I'm not sure that you know, I love the internet. I think it's a great source of political debate, but I don't know that it's a comparable forum to standing on a stage with people during a political debate. So I would not include that amongst the factors that I would consider in disposing of this petition.
How about Twitter?
No, definitely not Twitter.
Whatever that is.
Next, we're going to talk about the flying machines.
Exactly. Any further comment, debate? We have a motion before us, then all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion passes 4-2. Commissioner, the Vice Chairman, Commissioner Hunter, Commissioner McGann, and I voted in favor, Commissioner Bowerly, Commissioner Weintraub against.